T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
That was fun. We, on this show, were joined by Dan Wiederer and James Fegan, and we did a lot of Bears and a lot of White Sox and a little bit of Cubs near the end, and here we are with the Parkins and Spiegel show.
What's up, boys?
Also, thanks to Ray Diaz and Mike Rankin and Brandon Fryer and Connor O'Donnell and all those people. Hey.
All right. And all of those people. That was so genuine, Dan. Although, I guess Mully...
all those people.
Mully's thank yous at the end, like, they're so over-the-top positive that they also don't feel genuine.
He's kind of created his own form of irony, hasn't he, with that
it's like,
stuff?
It's like, bless you, Ray.
Right.
You make God the world a better place.
But I mean,
you don't believe that for a second.
Well, in Mully's defense, Ray is the nicest person on the planet.
And yeah, Mully, but he says it about Dustin, too.
No, he does not. No, he doesn't. He does not say that about Dustin, nor would anyone believe him if he did.
I'm with Danny here, which is a terrible thing to say.
That's not a good way to start your week.
Start a week. That doesn't feel good. But, you know, Mully, like, he's so positive that you think he's being a sarcastic jag, but it's actually very sweet.
Because he's just ecstatic his workday is over.
Yeah.
He does smile when he sees us.
What have ye today?
He's very excited to...
Have you ever heard Grody do that impersonation?
No, I'm not.
Grody does the tail off. I can't do it. He's like, what have ye today? Grody's got it, of course.
Of course he does.
Of course.
He's got all of it.
Grody is like Bill Hader in that he...
Wow.
In an ability to come up with a super dead-on impersonation of something only
limited.
That only he would find notable or interesting, or just he would catch it, or it would stick in his head, and that's the thing he would bring.
Not many. That's a high compliment, man. Bill Hader's about as good in that improv space as there is going.
But
right,
obscure,
now.
But very obscure. But that's what Bill Hader's great at. He never will take a mainstream version of an impression, whether it's his James Mason. Have you ever heard his James Mason showdown with Colbert?
No,
I've not.
Oh, it's awesome. YouTube it. YouTube,
right now?
Yes, you do it right now. He has like a...
run it at 3 o'clock.
It's like a dueling James Mason.
So I just want to check something out. You guys have probably talked about it. It's time to go to the wide receiver couch, like today.
Oh, yeah.
Like where all the wide receivers are hanging out, like Emmanuel Sanders and T.Y. Hilton has a coaster over there and his drink is sitting there.
It's time.
Like anybody who might be sitting on the wide receiver couch should actually be in Bears camp tomorrow.
Is this different than the left tackle fishing boat or the kicker Conestoga wagon?
Yes.
Okay.
The receivers are on a couch. It's actually the couch that used to belong to Scott Podsednik, believe it or not, because that's where the White Sox found him in 2009, and then the wide receivers have it. Yes, and it's different than the traveling caravan of unemployed kickers, which usually comes on a Tuesday.
Yeah, Terry and I had that as an old-fashioned stagecoach.
The traveling caravan.
Yeah, big horse-drawn Conestoga
wagon.
Absolutely,
you are correct. Yeah. You are correct. I've seen it. But yes, it's time to go get whoever.
Well, I heard you guys sounding some panic alarms about the receivers. I did it last week on the offensive line. They're giving their third and fourth day 3 picks starters reps.
Yes, they are, Danny.
I don't care if you guys all think Ryan Poles is a genius, and I'm not saying any of the three of you necessarily do, but I know that we can talk ourselves into, like, the last regime was not good, and like, but Charles Leno was a diamond in a rough find, and maybe this guy has an innate talent for scouting offensive linemen because he was an offensive lineman. Like, I know the mental gymnastics that Bears fans are going through. It's not good if the third guy that you drafted on the third day of the draft is getting starting reps, even in a rotation. It's not good. So I sounded the alarm about the offensive line. You guys are there on receivers.
Yeah.
It's possible that the Bears offense might not be good.
And what is that all equal, Dan?
I'm in danger.
Because
for Justin Fields. Because
think about it. We always think of it as an offensive line problem. It's as much an open guy to throw to problem.
Yes,
if you're still
a complimentary sport.
My particular chosen field of mental gymnastics. I like the pommel horse. My mental floor exercise is to blame it on the narcissistic, stubborn Hungarian from last year.
That's my favorite relief pitcher of the 70s.
Because
he's gone.
Nobody continues to be exposed when they talk about like scramble drills. Oh, we should have a plan when we have a scramble drill?
And we should practice the plan.
Are you freaking kidding me?
When I read that, Spiegs, I couldn't believe it. But then you look back and you go, oh yeah.
Oh, sure, guys, makes sense.
Guys didn't look like they knew what to do when Justin Fields would leave the pocket. And then you learn they didn't practice it at all.
That dude was so broken trying to prove his lame ass points as his world crumbled around him that he didn't bother to teach people stuff. So this will be a step forward by merely not having him exist.
The narcissistic Hungarian?
Yes, that's him, man. Not Al Raboski.
I literally missed like one show and they labeled Matt Nagy stubborn because he was Hungarian. And then Spiegs references it.
Because?
Yeah, you said Hungarian stubbornness.
Well, here's the thing. I just was going off on his stubbornness, and one person happened to text about him being Hungarian, and then we took calls from Hungarians.
No, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
We had calls and texts from multiple Hungarians saying, that's what we are. That's what we do.
That's outstanding.
So I feel like they've given me permission to go ahead and put that on him for eternity.
It's weird because like he makes this Hungarian stubbornness reference. Tanny and Shane laugh. I missed one show.
Yeah.
It keeps getting referenced.
You're out of the loop.
I'm like, I don't know. I can't. Can I make the joke? Was I given permission? I don't even know.
Shouldn't have missed the show.
My bad. I was with you, Laura. It's like, you don't believe it, right? Like, okay, you're not going to practice the scramble drill that much with Andy Dalton because he's not a scrambler and it's like a snap throw timing thing. But you would think eventually when you're playing the rookie, at some point you would practice it, right? Like, is Darnell Mooney, are we taking him at his word that 100% they didn't practice it?
I am taking him at his, because he didn't say that they didn't discuss it. He said they discussed it,
right?
But they didn't drill it.
Yeah.
So, and that to me is something that you do need to drill. Like, okay, I'm making it more simple than it is.
Of course,
but
you're going.
It's okay. Here's what happens: you're on the opposite side of the field. You need to work back towards them. You're on the same side of the field. You need to work to the sideline. Go deep.
You go. One guy goes deep. One guy goes middle. One guy comes back, depending on where you are.
It's fairly simple, but you still need to work it.
You know who invented it?
Jordy Nelson.
No, Fred Barnett and Calvin Williams with QB Eagles.
Randall Cunningham.
With Randall Cunningham. I only remembered his Tecmo name.
That's fine.
With Randall Cunningham. They literally invented it. One of them would go deep, and one of them would come back shorter to the middle of the field, because that guy did what now everybody is capable of doing pretty much.
I just remember Jordy Nelson and his cloaking device, where you saw him leave the screen.
Right, it's been perfected by people
covered,
like that since.
And then it's like, oh no, where is he going to be? And sure enough, there's the ball, and somehow coming out of a place where he wasn't before, and he teleports, and there's Jordy Nelson.
But that's, Dan, to go back to my favorite Joe Burrow quote, Jamar's down there somewhere.
they don't have one of those.
Yeah, no, we need one of those.
Because he's down there somewhere, and he's going to make a play on it.
Is he on the wide receiver couch, Jamar?
No, Jamar Chase, not available.
Oh, damn it.
Not available.
So close.
So we're grading Justin Fields on a curve, right?
We have to.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
We did that last year. I'm tired of that.
No, I'm tired of it too.
I know, but like,
I already know.
Facts on the ground, man. If he's got no one to throw to and no one to block him and a first-time play caller.
I know, but I screwed it up last year, I think. I think I tried too hard to mitigate.
You overcorrected.
I think I tried too hard to mitigate everything, and he had a bad year.
Well, Dan, you saw where I'm at today. Can he get out of the huddle and make it clean in practice? That's where I'm at.
I think we grade on a curve in terms of overall production. You know, in terms of volume of production, yards and touchdowns. I'm not going to be worried about that. But this is part of the conversation that we desperately need to have here in this month is how exactly do we grade him? Do we just grade completion percentage? But no, because you got to get it out of the pocket in time.
Here's what we brought up today because of Lawrence's topic regarding can a first-round drafted quarterback be great if drafted into a bad situation and there for multiple years. So that spurred us down some several different paths. One of which was, if Poles and Eberflus know this year's going to be rough, and they know it, they're aware of it, they just get through it and we'll figure it out later. If, in fact, they're in the quarterback room and they're and Andrew Janoco has to tell Fields, like, I know that was a pick. I don't care. That's a terrific throw. That's the right read. That is an on-time throw. And hey, when we get you better receivers,
they'll win that
or better blockers. That's the throw I want you to make. I don't want you to correct to take to try to make chicken salad out of this. Keep making that right throw, and the moment things get better around you, all of a sudden this thing's going to explode. Like, is that how you coach it? I don't know.
I don't know that you'd coach it that explicitly to Fields because I don't think you want to, like, wink, wink, nod, nod at his teammates when he's supposed to be
a leader of
those leaders. Yeah, I'm exaggerating, but the message to reinforce, I'm going to build the quarterback that we want regardless of what's around.
So two things. You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. What if they're awful? Like, which is very in play.
Likely, yes.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, top three pick in the draft, awful.
I mean,
one of the worst teams in the NFL, and you're sitting there staring at a quarterback.
It depends on how they feel about him in those rooms.
I know, but it'll depend on how we feel, too. Are we going to be able to say he had no line, he had no one to throw to? We're 2 years, two of his four cheap years are sunk, but we know there's something here, and now there's $100 million in cap space and a top three pick, and continuity is an asset.
But it won't matter.
We're passing on a quarterback to take the kid from Ohio State to get him someone to throw to, or we're taking a left tackle.
I might not be doing that. Like, as soon as you said that, you know where my mind went? I'm holding the rest of the league hostage.
Damn right. Well, right. There are like four teams that have two picks in the first round next year. And I think they all are quarterback needing teams. Seattle's one of them. Mm-hmm. And there's three others. I forget which. But so you all of a sudden are going to be able to trade down, get two great firsts, and give him incredible things right away if you are convinced about him.
But
that's the first place my mind went.
Convinced is going to be impossible.
Well, for them, it'll be a lot more possible than it will be for us. They're the disconnect between what we think based on what we see and what our opinions are and what they think is good. It could be very vast. It's a great year to have somebody on staff who texts a lot with the head coach. You know, somebody here at The Score who maybe sits with us on Thursdays at 4 o'clock and who likes to tell us about how often he texts with Matt Eberflus.
Be nice and Janoco.
Yes.
Yeah, he's tied
and
with
Janoco.
All of them.
He's tied with all of them.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. I mean, if they're any good. but yeah, I think that there is a potential for a great quarterback in Justin Fields, but I don't know that anybody can be great in this set of circumstances. And the answer to your question, and I apologize, I didn't hear the segment. I mean, the most recent example that I do think is a very legitimate comp for this is Josh Allen. I don't know if he came up when you started talking.
Josh Allen and Joe Burrow came up in the conversation that we were having. And the book is still, you know, it's not closed on Burrow.
They built that offense around Burrow's Josh Allen. Yep. They designed that to
Burrow's
fit.
Great.
I think so, but I would still like to see another year of him being great. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I mean, yeah, you're a tough grader. I'm
really not, though, because the names that we kind of came up with before that were Matthew Stafford. Like, we're looking at Matthew Stafford's situation and going, there's a guy who's stuck in a really bad situation for a really long time, and he's still Hall of Fame level worthy. And then when he got out of it and he got to a place where they did things better, he was able to maximize who he is even at this late stage in his career. But trying to find – it's one control that we're trying to figure out whether or not makes sense to put in place. If a guy can actually be destroyed by being in a bad situation, or if the guy was just bad to begin with. Trying to figure those things out is really rough. And I look at the draft, that draft class of Justin Fields, and I go, almost all of them have been put in terrible situations. And right now, if I were betting money on which one of them is going to make it to the promised land, I might bet on Trey because of the situation that he was drafted into and that there's an actual
situation
plan.
Matters a ton.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, nature, nurture. You know, does great show up even if the situation is bad? How big a role does that play in finding out whether or not someone's great?
Yeah, we had this like impossible to answer conversation 1,000 times of if Trubisky would have been drafted to Kansas City and he gets Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill, what does he look like? And what does it look like if Pat Mahomes is a Bear with Matt Nagy throwing to Marcus Wheaton his rookie year?
You might as well be the Duke brothers betting $1.
Right. It's completely unanswerable. The reason that the Josh Allen comp I do think is great is because he was not productive for his first 2 years in the NFL.
Or in college.
Right. And he was not the first quarterback taken in his class. Stafford, first overall pick. Absolute, no question about it. Same thing with Burrow. Justin Fields, fourth quarterback in his class, the 11th pick. Josh Allen was the 7th pick in that draft, drafted after Sam Darnold, drafted after Baker Mayfield, and took a couple of years with no production and not a lot of talent around him. They developed him. They had continuity with the staff. Then they got him Stephon Diggs, got him a true number one, and he blew up. And I think he had like 35 touchdowns the first year he had Stephon Diggs. Like, I think that if...
That's the dream.
If this year is a sunk for Fields production-wise, but next year they have a top 10 pick and $100 million in cap space,
yep.
I think that Josh Allen is likely the comp that people will talk themselves
into. Then
how
do you mitigate the damage? Then really your job is to bring him along, make sure he doesn't get physically hurt or mentally wrecked.
Right. Absolutely, and you hope that Luke Getsy is Brian Daboll for Josh, and you hope that Andrew Janoco is Ken Dorsey. So if Getsy leaves and gets a head job like Daboll just did, they could just elevate the quarterback coach who's got the good relationship. You dream of doing it that way. Hey, before you guys leave, I'll tell you a quick story. I heard you say you had a great weekend, a relaxing weekend, Lawrence, and I'm glad because you need those, damn it. I had one too. Went down to Indianapolis to see the AAA Indianapolis Indians against the Louisville Bats.
Oh, I love the Bats.
And that little ballpark in Indy, it's been there since 2000.
It's great.
Awesome. My nephew actually does play-by-play. He's the number two to a guy named Howard Kelman. You know this name? So I just thought you'd enjoy this. 1974, he's a college student.
And he knew I would not enjoy it, so you guys go ahead.
I wanted to squeeze it in.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. You're kidding on the square, but that's how we roll.
Stop being so passive-aggressive. God, this is like my house.
He wrote a letter to George Steinbrenner and said, can I broadcast a game from one of the empty booths at Yankee Stadium in 1974? And Steinbrenner said, yes. So he broadcasts a game. Thurman Munson has the game-winning hit. He then sends that reel-to-reel tape to 100 different minor league teams across the country. Gets 25 responses. One is the Indianapolis Indians, and he has been their play-by-play man for 46 years.
How about that?
Outstanding.
And how about that?
Right,
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And he's a lifer of a broadcaster, knows baseball trivia better than maybe anybody I've ever met. I did an inning with him just because the nephew had told him about me and was just like, all these worlds mingling, but
there
I knew you'd appreciate the professional story.
I do. There was a guy who did the Cedar Rapids Colonels when I did the Rockford, if they're the Royals. I think they're still the Royals. His name was Johnny Dosko. And Johnny was great and just a baseball dude. I'll never forget that when we were the championship, the Midwest League championship, and the Colonels beat the Royals in the deciding game, and the players came up and dumped champagne on his head.
Oh,
while he was, and I was so envious. I was so envious. I just, like, oh God, I wish we could have won. That would have been me.
Yeah.
And he ended up in Sacramento, and it's the same kind of thing where I don't even know the name of the team, but there's a AAA team in Sacramento, and he has been the guy.
How about
like
that?
He's like Mr. Sacramento baseball. Occasionally, he'll do an A's game.
And that's a pretty good life. But, like, you never get to the bigs.
He's got a couple of kids in a big house. And yeah.
It's been 45 years as the voice of a minor league team. So, you know, neat stuff. And Danny, you love, he sent the 100 letters. He said he got 25 responses, and he was naive. He thought the other letters were just lost in the mail.
No.
That's not how it works, Howard.
It is not how it works.
Your tape is in the garbage.
25 responses is a pretty high.
That's just a pretty good number.
That struck me as like, damn, people were a lot nicer back
in the day. I thought you were going to say 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's pretty kind.
That's so great.
At one point during the game, I'm looking over. I'm like, wow, was that Colin Moran on a rehab assignment for Louisville? My nephew says, yeah, he's not on a rehab assignment.
Aw.
Boom, boom, ba, boom.
It's hanging out.
That's like the time years ago when we took the kids to Disneyland and the kids were asleep and I wanted to go take a walk and I went down like the House of Blues was near our hotel. Uh-oh. And it said, tonight, Pat Benatar. That's not what it was. I went in. There was nobody there. In the basement, I heard Pat Benatar music. And I said to the bartender, like, wow, that's pretty good Pat Benatar you got down there. It's like, yeah, that's Pat Benatar.
The best at Pat Benatar.
Like, yeah, she better sound like Pat Benatar.
She does a terrific Pat Benatar.
That's pretty good. That's a nice gig, right?
All right, boys, get out of here.
All right. Hub Arkish at 3, Steve Stone at 4, Mark Grody at 5. Tanny's on vacation this week, so Studs handles the opens. We kick it off there. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.